It's been a tough week for Martha Zavala Perez. She's one of the thousands of DACA program members living on the Central and South Coast.
Absolutely terrified. And all morning, I've just been in constant contact with my family. We have emergency plans in order.
Zavala Perez is a Cal State Channel Islands graduate who now works at the university as coordinator of the Underrepresented Students Initiative. She says it was when she applied to college she found out she didn't have legal status, leading to her becoming a DACA program member.
I was brought to the United States when I was just a year old, so I had no idea. And I actually was raised to think that I was an American citizen, so I didn't know I was undocumented until I started applying for college. This is my home. This is my country. This is who I pledge allegiance to. And it is hurtful that this administration can't acknowledge that, can't acknowledge the fact that I am American. I just don't have a piece of paper yet to prove it.
Zavala Perez was one of the organizers of a rally at CSUCI, which brought out more than 200 student, staff, and faculty members to show their support for those in the DACA program.
I don't need a piece of paper. I belong here. This is my home. I am here to stay.
Many of the Dreamers are afraid to talk publicly about the president's action, but they and others who believe in the Dream Act showed up for the rally with hastily made signs condemning the president's action and vowing to fight for the Dreamers.
Strong, unafraid, migrant dreamer. Let our voices be heard. We are CI. As a school, we are unified, and what makes us is that we will defend every student, no matter where they come from, no matter what gender, no matter what ethnicity, what background. We will always be here for our students.
Trevani Rosales is a CSUCI senior who says the situation is really tough on some of his friends.
I have a lot of friends that are afraid of coming to school because of this.
The hour-long event was dominated by faculty members and staff who spoke up to try to reassure students, even turning to song.
We shall overcome.
Dr. Greg Sawyer, who's the Vice President of Student Affairs at Cal State Channel Islands, compares the DACA struggle to battles for civil rights and same-sex marriage.
Looking at what DACA, AB 540, and other undocumented students, what they're dealing with, they just heard that somehow they don't matter. And that's how it's being interpreted. And I think that at this point it is very similar to the civil rights movement and to the things that people throughout the country, we know, went through this. Having people to keep that positive, the love and leadership, people like Cesar Chavez, Dr. King, individuals of that ilk, they continue to talk about love while getting their message across.
Faculty and staff members say their main focus right now is trying to reassure students so they'll come to school and stay focused on their educations.
Students have been coming in nonstop, in tears, terrified, asking me, do I lose my job? Can I finish my degree? Do I go to class? Do I not? It's a lot of fear and very legitimate fear.
As a CSUCI staff member, Martha Zavala Perez is trying to calm students, even though she's in the same boat as them as a DACA program member.
Within the immigrant community, within the DACA community, we knew that this was happening. It's really not a surprise, but it still hurts, right? You still have that little bit of hope that the administration is going to look at us as human beings before politics, and sadly, that isn't the case.
While some people in the region are trying to make their voices heard on the issue, local congressional leaders who may help decide it are taking stands. The two Democratic congressional members representing most of the Central and South Coast attacked the president's action. Congresswoman Julia Brownlee of Westlake Village called it heartless and irresponsible. Congressman Salud Carbajal of Santa Barbara says stripping Dreamers of hope and opportunity is incompatible with our American values. Meanwhile, Republican Congressman Steve Knight of Palmdale, who represents part of eastern Ventura County, said on Facebook that the status of people brought into the country illegally as children needs congressional input. In a noncommittal statement, he said while the program may be ending, it should still receive attention from Congress. At Cal State Channel Islands, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.